It was great to have Super Netball back across the weekend and the games played. For those playing at home, they didn't quite catch up. The Lightning defeated the Firebirds 66-48. The Fever defeated the Thunderbirds 74-62. The Giants went down to the Swifts 61-63. And the last game of the round was the Vixens and the Magpies at Nissan Arena. And it was the Vixens, too good for the crosstown rivals in the first game, 63-52. But it was great to see the Brown sisters back out there for the Magpies, and the co-captain of the Magpies, Maddie Brown, has been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Mads.
Good morning. How are you both?
Yeah, we are going very well. How is you?
Good. I pulled up a little sore, which is expected at my right old age of 32. So it was great to be out there. Obviously on court, it's been a long time coming. Lots of rehab, and then obviously with the season, not sure whether it was going to start, being pushed back. It probably actually gave both Kelsey and I the chance to step out there for the first time together. So as much as it was a long and drawn-out process, it was delightful to kind of finally stand there with her in the black and white stripes for the first time.
Yeah, fantastic. And I want to talk about you and Kelsey in a second. But just the experience of playing out there, it's obviously a different environment these days, but did it feel different?
Yes. I guess, like, obviously, as I said, like, with what's been happening and, you know, like, having restrictions and stuff, both Melbourne teams had restricted training environments in the lead-up. Like, no one had been able to even have a practice match. So training in groups of six at training, not even being able to have your full lift combined together at some sessions due to, obviously, our Melbourne restrictions. So I think both teams were just so eager to just get out there and finally play some netball and get this season underway. And both teams had to obviously relocate to Queensland to get this season even going, but everyone was prepared to just, you know, do what it takes so that netball can get on the screen for all those people back home.
Obviously, you didn't get the result you wanted, but I'm just interested in just your view on the quality of the netball, because obviously you've been pretty much in a hotel room for the last 2 weeks. So I noticed that you arrived on the bus in your netball gear. And with the masks on, it was almost like sort of a primary school stuff where you just turn up and play. What was it like?
It was very different. I guess, you know, we'd obviously been briefed by the football club into some of the things that was happening with them. And to be honest, this group, I think, has had nearly everything thrown at them. You know, we were leaving one day, we weren't leaving Melbourne, then, you know, 2 days later we were, and then we weren't. Were we going into a hub? Were we fly in, fly out? So as I said, like, whatever it was going to take, we were happy to do it. But yeah, getting your temperature tested, having obviously no crowd was interesting. But to be honest, we had six new debutants, and it was so good to get them out there, and probably not having a massive crowd to overawe the occasion probably helps them settle in. And always tough against the Vixens and not the result. But at the end of the day, I think it was kind of, the end margin didn't really reflect how intense and tight it was. And I thought all games across the weekend was very, very good in regards to what we'd had in the lead-up.
Yeah, and the two-point shot, we're keen to know what you thought of it. You guys didn't use it as much as the Vixens as an option. Across the board, some teams used it a lot, some teams didn't, some teams used it well, some teams didn't. What were your overall thoughts on that?
Well, I think the margin of our game is 11 points, but, you know, that was a couple of two-point shots, so it would really only be maybe a 4 or 5 point loss.
Yep.
So, it changes, I think, your mindset and your mentality on the result of a game, going, okay, yep, you know, like, usually 11, you'd be like, okay, we were shown up today, but, you know, it's a couple of turnovers, a couple of shots. It's exciting. It kind of keeps the game right in the balance to the very end, and strategically, I think teams were just kind of sussing it out, seeing how it was going to be played over the weekend. And as you said, some people really utilised it, and Vixens did that very well. I mean, they've got three very good long-range shooters, so it probably suits them. So we're just going to have to work on how we can, I guess, make the most of that last 5 minutes and kind of get what we can, but also make sure that, you know, people, like, their goal is a rotating throughout, so that they're not tired towards that last couple of minutes when we really need them to put up some of those long bombs. So rotations, obviously, you know, who's on, who's off, combinations are all going to have to factor in. But as I said, good to get the first one done and dusted, and hopefully we can build from here.
So your strategy would change with that, do you think, as the season progresses?
Well, I mean, we're playing Sunday this week, and then we play Tuesday next week with a one-day turnaround. So rotations and making sure that your whole list is being used so that people aren't, you know, exhausted and tired. And especially our goal is we've got two tour shooters, obviously with Shimona joining us back this week, and then two rotating. So, you know, different teams are going to have like a tall and a short. Is it going to be a short and a short? It really does change the dynamics in the last 5 minutes compared to what we've been used to, where sometimes it was a bit boring where you'd get the centre pass, you'd lob it to the tall shooter, they'd shoot it, and you're like, well, that's not really netball either. So it's kind of, as I said, it's really exciting to see how teams kind of adapt and utilise it.
And how did Kels pull up? How'd she go getting into the game? Was she nervous? How'd she pull up?
Yeah, both of us had a lot of nervous energy. And, you know, for the first time in, I think, nearly forever, we didn't have our parents here, obviously, which was pretty hard. I mean, none of us up here have any support of our close-knit relatives. But, she was really nervous. But I think, as I said, the fact that we got to kind of do it together, and there was a lot of emotion around round one anyway. We kind of focused a lot on the six debutantes and how exciting and, you know, it was for them to put on the dress for the first time. But once we got off the court and we got into the change room, she burst into tears and was an absolute blubbering mess, being like, I don't even know what I'm feeling. And we've been able to celebrate with, obviously, you know, our teammates up here who've done, got messages from home and stuff, which is so delightful. So, yeah, as I said, I think both of us are like, oh, my goodness, thank goodness that's done. There's been a lot of, like, you know, work up about that. So now that we're done and dusted, let's just try and make sure we can put out some quality netball from here on out.
Well, 69.5 Nissan net points for you, Mads, a game high for your team. I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty impressive.
I don't know what it means either.
So it's pretty cool. And did you say you play Sunday and then Tuesday, but do you know who you're playing Sunday yet?
Yeah, we're playing the Lightning.
Right, okay, the Lightning on Sunday. All right, yep. Well, we'll keep abreast of that and make sure we can cheer you home again this week. Didn't go your way last week, but hopefully on the board with a win on Sunday against the Lightning. Good on you, Mads. Always nice to chat. Take care.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Maddie Brown, co-captain of the Collingwood netball team, Super Netball. The Inner Circle, by the way, it's back. Sharon McMahon, Bianca Chatfield returns this morning. Whitey, April Brandley will join the girls as their very special guest. Now, April's had a bub, and she was in action on the weekend. Straight back out there on the weekend. A fantastic story. You can subscribe to The Inner Circle on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I'll catch up on the show at rsn.net.au.
And it is snowing in Ballarat, says Chris off the SMS.
Of course it is.
Snowing.
It's that sort of year.